Hello, everybody. I promised to return with an update when I had something to tell you. First, let me say how grateful we all are for the very kind messages and letters that you've been sending to us. They mean a huge amount and they really boosted our morale, so thank you very much for that to those of you who wrote to us. Now, last week I dropped the bombshell that the BBC want to remove the Naked Scientists from the Eastern region on the radio. We invited you to write to the BBC and to one person in particular, Mick Rawsthorne, the head of the region, to tell them how you felt about this. Well, let me say to you that you did the most amazing job because owing to your actions, this issue ended up on national radio. BBC Radio 4's feedback programme picked up on it, and Mr. Rawsthorne was invited to answer some of their questions about his decision to end the Naked Scientists. Unfortunately, we weren't terribly impressed with his arguments, and therefore we think it's worth exposing why they're relatively weak and unimaginative. For a start, why does he regard the Naked Scientists as not terribly local when he's got loads of American country music on his schedule at the same time? I'd rather not put words into your mouths or words on your keyboard. I'd rather that you listen to Mr. Rawsthorne's appearance on feedback and then give your genuine reaction to what you think of his comments. The feedback programme can be found by searching for BBC Radio 4 Feedback, or if you go to our Naked Scientists Facebook page and look for our latest update with the picture of the chimpanzee, I wonder why that's there, then you will find a link in my latest synopsis to the feedback programme, and you've got about 3 days left to listen to it. We think that if you would reply to that, again to those three addresses you used before, feedback@bbc.co.uk, also the BBC Trust, trust.enquiries, enquiries, @bbc.co.uk. And of course our friend Mr. Rawsthorne, mick.rawsthorne, rawsthorne, @bbc.co.uk, telling him your sentiments having heard his interview, then we would be extremely grateful. We really do need a very big response to this because this sends a very clear message that we're not willing to put up with lame excuses, and just because something doesn't tick a box, then it doesn't deserve to come off air having been an award-winning programme with a 10-year history. I mean, why does it take these people 10 years to decide that something isn't local? I mean, come on. So please do start writing and do it urgently because feedback is put together by no later than Wednesday or Thursday of each week. So we have just a couple of days left now to get our rebuttal in, and I think it's really worth doing. Thank you from all of us once again. We really appreciate it. Bye-bye.